Yachdav.
Yachdav. Umez achad man. Uvein in lo lo. Tia eshes hames hakuta leish zar. Yavama yavo. Ala ulakaka lo leisha.
But that was the critical word, v'yibma. That's how we learned the two halachos of Baal Karcha, and that bia is kone, not everything else. Right, so it's not subtle, right? This is already, you know, extremely condemnatory. Me'ein yivami lakim lachiv shem b'Yisrael. I mean, it's not beating around the bush. And he's refusing to care about his brother. Lo ava yabmi. And again, the Torah's language before, yivim lo yachbo tsa'ish, you know, like a matter of discretion. He doesn't want to. Lo bali, they would say in, you know, modern Israeli idiom. Not interested. Yeah, so it becomes a public scene. So he has to own it. Lo chafatzti lekachta. Not I can't. Not, you know, it's, I can't afford it. Whatever it is, lo chafatzti. Not interested. Right, so you have literally the dayanim there, and again, you know, a high quality bezdin. V'nikshah yivim tov ilav le'enei hazkenim in the shar ha'ir, couldn't be more public in front of the gedolei Torah, the voice of Torah Shebaal Peh, that community, whatever it is. V'chaltsana lo me'al raglo, so she takes off the shoe. More on that symbol later. V'yarka b'fanav, she spits in his face. It's mandated by the Torah. If the Ramban was meir on sota, that it's the only mitzvah in Taryag that relies on a miracle, that was the Ramban's great hayara on that mitzvah. I think this is the only mitzvah in the Torah, right, which is specifically meant to humiliate somebody, right? The whole point of Malkos is v'nikla achicha le'necha. Once you get to that point, it's over. V'nikla harehu achicha l'chol davar. V'yarka b'fana v'ansa v'amra kacha. Right, this isn't just like a totsah, but Rabbi Tarfon said this is a chiyuv. Chalutzanal. So the psukim themselves here are extremely dramatic, very evocative, very graphic. Ki yeshvu achim yachdav. The association is not meant to be a subtle one. Ki yeshvu achim yachdav. What are we supposed to be thinking about? Right? The Torah doesn't begin the section by saying, you know, ki yamus ach. Says, ki yeshu achim yachdav. Brothers, by very definition, should be together. They should be supportive of each other. And I mentioned the other day, the tragedy in Parshas Lech Lecha, v'lo noso sama aretz l'sheves yachdav, and Avram says, anashim achim anachnu. Right? This really shouldn't happen, but, you know, sometimes you have these tragedies. That David HaMelech picked up on this, right? Hinei matov u'manoim sheves achim yam yachad. That's the way it should be. And if tragedy strikes and one of them, you know, dies, what in most cases would be a very premature death, and without having, as we've said, you know, been mekayim lefaros uleravos mimena, so let the brother stand in the breach. Yakum al shem achiv ames, velo yimacha shemo mi Yisrael. that there should be a living legacy. Brakra davua. And this guy has better things to do, quote unquote, and if you're that narcissistic, so the Torah says, so the result of that is based chalut hanal, then you are stigmatized and you deserve to be stigmatized. Okay. So that's the section in Torah Shebichsav. Okay, so Yaakov, why don't you take us through the Rashi's? Ki yeshu achim yachdov. Then one more, Yachdov. Am yuchad min achla prat. So you get a little bit of Yesh Nochlin background there. Nachi, just remind us, in Yesh Nochlin, the expression that recurs over and again is Mishpachas Eim. Exactly, Eina Kuya Mishpacha. Beautifully done. Right? So Mishpachas Av, Kuya Mishpacha, Mishpachas Eim, and Kuya Mishpacha. The way that it worked, right, in a society where Nachla was, you know, perpetuated through the father, is that issues of legacy were always perceived through Achim Min Ha'av. But the point is, right, there's a certain closeness that should exist here. And Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdav means, right, this is what Rashi is trying to say, right, that there's a bond that developed. There is no Chiyuv of Yibum if you have one of these situations, you know, where people, there's such a span amongst the siblings, it'd be a multi-decade span, right, that they never were, you know, existed at the same time. One of them predeceased, you know, the other's birth. That can happen. Just to give an example, my mother happens to have 12 siblings, just you know, sort of a novelty. So the span between oldest to youngest is 20 years. You know, if a large family, it's not impossible, right? So you know, you can imagine a situation where they never really bonded together. They never even met. Okay, so the chiyuv of Yibum, midoraisa, this is like a chumer derabana, and this is dindoraisa, the chiyuv of Yibum only exists of kieshu achim yachtav, that they have a bond. The Torah doesn't expect Yibum, and certainly doesn't degrade Chalitza, somebody who can't be expected to have this kind of a relationship. Nachi.
What's the difference between Tinok Shenishpa and Yibum? If it's in a connection, so if the Tinok Shenishpa, and then let's say afterwards he finds out that his brother passed away, what would that...
Right. So I'm going to tell you Meikar Hadina and not Halacha L'Maisa. Halacha L'Maisa is that Chalitza, you know, is Yad Al Elyona in every respect today. But Halacha L'Maisa wouldn't make a difference. If the guy discovered in time, then he would have to do Yibum. The point being that you're right, in a practical sense, there may not have been an opportunity to form the bond, but in a formal, conceptual sense, there was, because they were, you know, Be'olam at the same time. That's where we draw the line. Okay, good question. So Uvein Ein Lo, so Rashi says. Any descendant, Bain, Obas, Ben Haben, Ben Bas Haben, Ben Habas, Bas Habas, right? Any living legacy is enough. There's no obligation. What generates the obligation is the absence of any legacy at all. Even if that legacy doesn't equate to having fulfilled Piri of Arivia, you could have made the argument that we should use exactly the same standard. I would be totally open to that conceptually. But the Torah is saying, we're not setting this bar even in that place. We're just saying there has to be something. Okay? V'haya b'chor. This is the din l'chatchila, not likuva, but the oldest of the brothers should take responsibility. Right, echoes of the Rambam here, that a person is mechuyav b'chvod ha'acha gadol, right, kichvod aviv midivrei sofrim, right, that the brother, the oldest brother, is in loco parentis, as they would say, can take the place, in some sense, of the parent, take responsibility, okay?
Yeah.
island is she'ina yolendas. Again, not a chumra derabbanan. It didn't daraisa. If there's no possibility to carry on the legacy, so then there's no din yibum, and there's no din yibum, there's an iser, right? Eishes ach. So that's arayos. The point is that this chiyuv only exists for the sake of, right? Shadows of the re here, right? The re said, well, what's the whole point of this relationship anyway? Of course, the relationship exists so that they can perpetuate a legacy. If she's not going to be able to have children, so, you know, what's this all about? Okay, so Yakum al Shem Achiv.
Yakum al Shem Achiv. Ze Sheyibim Es Yisho Yito Nachla Ve.
You guys all know this from the story of Ploni Almoni and Geula and Megillah Esra. So we'll come along with the Nachla. Velo Yimachesh Shmo. Machoy. So this is the flip side of the coin that we saw before. If the original marriage wasn't going to lead to children, so, you know, the extension of that marriage, the Kiddushei Hames, right, there would be no Chiyuv Liyabim because the prototype, the 1.0, never had the possibility of generating a shame. So Yibum is only to be, you know, Omed Biperetz. It's only to stand in the breach. There could have been no obligation. So again, you know, this is a reasonable bar. It has to be Achiv Shahayo Beolamo, Achiv Min Ha'av. It's not an islandist. It's not a case where they weren't going to have children anyway. Shishmo Machoy. Okay. So they have to go to the Shar publicly. Lisra Beis Dina.
V'amad.
So that's usually a standard that the halacha employs when it's a formal statement. B'lashon HaKodesh. So anytime we require again Lashon HaKodesh, it's because it's a highly formal institution. She spits in his face. So that's
Al Gabe Karka.
This is a critical halacha. So Mikan Lamisha Chala, it's somebody who chose Chalitza. Jalok Siva Sherlo Bana, Ella Sherlo Yivna, Kevan Sherlo Bana, Shuv Lo Yivna. You have one opportunity, and if you don't seize the opportunity to be Omed Beperetz for your ach, then it's gone forever. It's already, right, it's already transferred over to Klal Yisrael. You've given up your opportunity, and you are persona stigmata, v'nikra shemo, mitzvah, as we saw, b'shem b'tarfon, in our sugyan yedalad amud aleph. Okay. So this is what we have here in terms of Rashi, a good skira, very good overview, schematically, of some of the core halachos. Again, the point is, if a relationship that could have led to children has not yet led to children, then there's a responsibility for an ach, shehaya lohem yeshiva achas ba'olam. Ezra.
Does Rashi say
yes, there have to be living offspring. Living offspring. General, you were next.
Are we going to go as far as to say that adoption is considered continuing this legacy?
So that's a very good question. I mean, that ties back into the sugya of Piri of Erivia and what the shame is. Pashtus would be that it would have to be any kind of a living descendant, but a biological descendant. But that's always the question. I mean, you know my view, which I acknowledge as a das yachid, that adoption is a partial kiyum of piri of Erivia, but that's based on a clear Gemara, which says that a subcategory of piri of Erivia is sheves, and certainly you're contributing in a very material way to this person their development and their capacity to contribute to Yeshiva Shel Olam. I don't necessarily think, if you asked me Misvara, just standing here, I would say almost certainly not, right? Because here I think that the point is a little bit more biological nature and a little bit less a little bit less rooted in practical results. Yeah. So again, people should take great pride in their adoptive children and love them, and you know, but it seems here that the point is very deeply related to Zera. Zera sounds like it's a biological standard. So, you know, Al Regalachas, my instinctive reaction would be to be Mechalik between Piria Verivia and Yibum. Eitan the heat-seeking Nisal.
So our dude goes far as to say that from the regular marriage there was a son, but the son is a Saris. Does that still count as...
Right, that you know, there's no Chi of Liabim. Because it's still a living legacy.
But it can't go anywhere.
True, but again, I don't know that we have to play it forward in that way. Right, because Bra Kra Davua, the father still has a legacy in this world, which is his son. Yeah, Ezra.
If the brother is very young, does the woman just have to wait?
Right, so that's a situation where there's a Zikas Yavam. But that was the Havamina of Tosua, so, you know, that was an extreme Havamina, but well, let's say there's a Zika and then he dies, which he's Skuka Vyomed Leslolam. But remember, that's the whole scenario with Shela in the Torah. Ad ki igdal Shela v'ni. That's the Machlokas Rashi Ramban. Who wants to review that? We're not going to get into that now, but what was the Machlokas Rashi Ramban there? What does Rashi say? What does Ramban say? Sariel, just remind us, apropos Ezra's question. Shavi almano ve'savich ad ki igdal Shela v'ni. Ezra was asking that question that was debated by Rashi and the Ramban there in Vayeshev. Who remembers? Avi Rosenberg, the Shnai Mikra champion of Jews everywhere. So what does Rashi say?
I mean, like, until Shela grows up and then she's going to marry him? I don't know if you're talking about that.
Yeah, what does Rashi say? Quote me the Rashi. Ad kigdal Shela v'ni. Every week they give you a prize for this stuff.
Like, I know, I remember that, like, he didn't actually grow up, and, like, when she saw that she wasn't growing up, she was annoyed, but I don't remember.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. What does Rashi say? Anybody have a Rashi open? I think the words are, docha hayosa bekash, that he was lying to her. He never intended to do so. Right? Avi, pull up the Rashi. I think that's it. Docha hayosa bekash. And the Ramban says, no, he's not, he wasn't lying. But he was being delayed. He actually, what's that?
He wasn't lying.
No. The Ramban really thinks that he actually intended to. But Ad Kigdal Shela V'ni was a serious statement, but he dropped the ball. I'm not telling you that I agree with the Ramban here. I have softened on that over the years, I have to say. When I first discovered that Ramban, I was very dubious myself. I've softened on that over the years. I consider that conceivable. I think that he could have thought of it. But the point is that he didn't. And he acknowledged that he didn't. Sad kamimani, that he realizes that, you know, ki rasa, ki gadal shela, vihi lo nitna lo li isha. Nachi, you have it there? Is that what it says? Rashi, dochayosa bekash? You want to put it on the record for us?
I don't have it yet. I'm in the process of getting it.
Okay, Lamed Ches.
Yeah, we're getting there.
All right, so let us know. Jack.
So this whole brings back the question of the connection between Tunisia and Peru. No?
In a lot of ways, right, that's right. That's I don't know if you caught all of the shiur. I mean, I think you caught all of them when we were out. But that's exactly what we talked about. That to the extent that the telos of kiddushin is like inextricably linked with Peria Verivia, makes a lot of sense that this would be the goal. Now again, you could take that to an extreme and say that should be the standard. They have to have been Mekayim Peria Verivia, right? So that's why I thought the field marshal asked such a good question. What about you know, you could ask about having a bet nubas, you could ask about adoption, you know, but again, here it sounds like any zera, we're going to lower the bar.
I was wondering, doesn't this kind of bring it back into, the Ron originally? It was so long ago, that they
have
the
Pilagash. The Ron?
No.
Who said that, guys? No. Thank you. The Rosh.
Who was two letters?
Okay, so the Rosh, right? So that's what we did discuss that a little bit.
So it just feels like a point against him, no? Why does that have to be a Kiddushin?
But again, I mean, even if you take the position that it is linked to Piri of Arivia, that's not the only aspect of Yibum. I wouldn't.
Don't say, but why is Yibum specifically a Kiddushin?
I don't think it is. We're saying that it's a Gemara, it's not a Tchila. Yeah, the Re thinks that it's a form of Kiddushin, but we've been saying the whole time that it's a different Kinyan. It's a Kinyan Yibum, it's not a Kinyan Ishus.
So the reinterpretation would be going against the Rosh.
I think so. Nachi Abbott?
Yeah, sorry, Rashi had the Gomer, so I didn't see the Rosh. Kolomar Docha Hai Oso Bakash.
Oso? It should be Osa.
Osa, that is correct.
Okay, so Dochai Osa Bekash. It wasn't serious. Okay, you have the Ramban there?
No, actually. This is a Torah Tmima. I have a Ramban separate from which I can get that out.
Okay, yeah, try to get that out.
I don't have a...
Okay, KD?
I have a Ramban.
You have it? Oh, so bring it up. Oh, no, louder, because these guys on Zoom. These guys are on Zoom. She was like an Isha Kaplanis. Yeah, right. So he's saying that, all right, so Eitan, you know, here's an argument to be made, right? That he was scared that Shelah was too immature, that he was going to do a chait like his brothers. I've so often done it over the years. Okay. All right, so that's Rashi, and that's the Ramban, and that gets straight back into Ezra's question. Okay, fine. So the Ramban here, first in Dvarim, and then we'll put the, we got to get the Ramban into the record today, the famous Ramban in Vayeshev. Let's try to do both of these. Okay, so Avi, go ahead. V'tam v'ayah b'chor asher to lady akum al shem achiv ha'meis. Which is pretty good because that name means disease, right?
Midrash, hey, Gadol Ha'achim,
miyabim.
So that's the drasha. V'haya ha-bechor asher tileid, that it's the bechor who should be the miyabim. So the Ramban considers it even, I would say, silly that anybody would think that it's actually that you have to name him the same name. But the point is that the legacy doesn't depend on him having the same name. You know, if the deceased father was named Horatio and the kid's name is Jason, but he's there to, you know, carry out his father's values, that's a great legacy, right? We're not going to be so, rigid about it. Okay, so the Ramban says, V'yabemo sabahakem zera le'achicha. This is where you guys just were. So Rashi quotes there, this is obviously the Ramban's, he's upset about this. Haben yikari al shem ha-meis, lashon Rashi. Ve'ein ze'emes. Okay, go ahead, Avi. Ki b'mitzvah satara nemar gam kein yakum al shem achiv ha-meis. That's in Tvarim.
Amvlei macha shmo b'Yisrael.
Ve'ein yoma mitzuba likro livno ke shem achiv ha-meis. It's silly. Ve'amar b'voa, ze'gam esrusam bo'ovya ishas machlon kanisi lili shalakim shem ha-meis al nachlaso. Ve'ein yikari shem ha-meis mi'mechav v'mishar mekomo. That he should have a legacy in this world. It's not a din in the name. Right, Vatikreno so Oved, who Avi Yishai, who Avi David. Okay, so lo machlon veod. Go ahead, Avi.
Veod shamar the.
Vayeda onan ki lo yazara.
Ara asher tava lav ad ki hishchi zara mipanaha emekra shem bno kishem achav ames.
Right, it's like this is not what Onan was worried about. Onan wasn't saying, "Oh boy, I never wanted to have a son named Er. I guess I'm not going to go through with this." The Ramban thinks that's ridiculous. Okay? Usually you don't have to twist people's arms to name after deceased relatives. So, below Amar, Akasav, Vayomer Onan, Avil Amar, Vayeda Onan, that he had some deep realization. And this is now the essence of the Ramban's approach. Vayeda Onan, Kilolo Yazar, Ki Yidia Berura, Haisalo Baza, Shalo Yelo.
Shalo Yelo Hazara. Hazara aval ha inyan sod gadon misodos hatora bid todos adam b'nekar hula ene roim hashem nasan lahem hashem inayim leros isnaim eshma ayu hachachamim hakadmonim kodem atora yam yoduim kiyesh toelas gedola b'yibam ha'ach
that the principle is great across the board of the family. The brother has a special yichus in this regard, and that's why prior to Matan Torah it could have been done with anybody. It ended up being ironically Yehuda, right? He wasn't expecting that. Nobody was except Tamar. But the point is that everybody realized that keeping her within the family is a toelas gedolah. Hayu noogin lisa ishes ameis ach av karuv min hamishpacha. Okay, and then he says velo yadanu.
Ema yamina kenwan ofi Yehuda or reishes rabba amaru ki Yehuda hisko b'mitzvas yibam tchila ki kasher kibel hasod me'avosav nizdar is l'hakim osol v'kasher basam haTorah basar ishes kitzad hakroven asikash baruch l'hater.
It's an amazing. This is the ultimate hutra, that the Torah itself released the Isser Eishas Ach because of Yibum. In other words, some of the Isser was put in place. You can't marry, right, your deceased son's wife, right? That wouldn't work, right? The pre-Matan Torah Yibum. But the post-Matan Torah Yibum, the ultimate hutra, right, Hiter Isser Eishas Ach Mipnei HaYibum. V'lo Ratzai Shidocha Mipanav Isser Eishas Achiav. Right, when it comes to an uncle, v'haben v'zulasam, ki ba'ach churgal hadavar, that was the natural thing, v'to'elas krova, and it was the optimal solution, right, v'lo bohem kimbosha hiskarti, and not in the other familial relatives along the father's line. Okay, now here's the money lines in the Ramban. V'hinei nechshav.
V'chzer yas gedola ba'ach, kasher lo yachbot liyabim, v'chorem oso bis kolot anal, Yata chalatz mehem. V'ru yihu shetasa mitzvah zos b'chalitzas hanal. Hakam Yisrael ha-kodmonem midatam e'inyan ha-nechbat hazah. Inhigu lefnim b'Yisrael asos ha-masa hazah. Hakol yoshe nachla b'osam. Shal yehe b'hem esor
ha-she'er.
Asher Amakaro Oso Gula Zo Enyan Boa Boaz Vitam Naomi.
Vahashchenos. That's why Naomi was so excited about this possibility. In other words, Yibum went through two iterations. The pre-Matan Torah iteration opened it up to any male relative, Av, or the Ach, or an uncle, or a cousin, whatever it was. Then the Torah comes along, and it's the super hutra of Eshes Ha'ach. That's the ideal. But there are some people who are distant enough, like cousins, where there isn't going to be Isra Arayos, who should still do it. And that's not called Yibum, because we only call, you know, the Ach, a Yavam, but, right, that's still basically the same idea, the To'ela is Gedola, so we call that Geula. And that's exactly why Naomi thought of it, right? And she says, you know, Mimishpach, this Goel, you know, the Boaz, and Ruth walks in, she has no idea about any of this, and she says, you know, Migoalenu, who? That this person is family. And that's why she sets it up the way that she does. So the point that the Ramban is making is twofold. This has nothing to do with the name. When we talk about Lachim Lachiv Shem B'Yisrael, this is not about a proper noun. This is about a deep concept of giving a person a legacy in the world. V'haraya Rus. Oh, and if you'll say, but Rus, that's not really Yibum. The Ramban will say, yeah, it is. It's Geula. It's Yibum expanded. So, you know, this is what he calls it. Part of this is metaphysical, clearly. You know, the sod, the toeles, that he can't spell out for us entirely. But what's clear is that the Ramban's orientation is very much to the opportunity to extend, you know, a person's legacy in this world. And the best thing, the most natural thing, is for the brother to be the one who extends that legacy. If the brother can't do it for any which reason, so, you know, it should be another family member, as long as there's not an Isser Erva, which is literally occluding the path, and that this is a critical, you know, thing in the Olam HaNefashos, that this person's soul should, you know, have some outlet. You know, Yakum al Shem Achiv Hames, that's what the Ramban, you know, is suggesting. So the Sefer HaChinuch has an admittedly more rationalistic approach to this, but again, very, very much along the same lines in terms of, you know, the result. I'll just emphasize for everybody here, the Ramban says somebody who's unwilling to do this, obviously, right, Vine Nechshav Lachzarius Gedola, it's an awful thing. It's literally horrific. If a person isn't willing to do this, right, they're blocking this kind of continuity, you know, from taking place. Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdav, instead of acting as a real brother, the person has, you know, betrayed his brother. Vayeda Unan Ki Lolo Yehazara, he wasn't afraid of having a kid named Er. It wasn't like, oh, that's, I always wanted a Marvit, not an Er. There's nothing to do with that. Right, it has something to do with, as we'll see, especially in the Sefer HaChinuch, it has something to do with a desire to have, you know, one's a very narcissistic desire to only build one's own family, as opposed to kacha asher yasal ish asher lo yivnes beis achiv. I don't give, you know, a nickel to my brother. I'm not interested at all in helping perpetuate, you know, his legacy. Okay, so we'll hold it up there, and we'll continue on with the Sefer HaChinuch, and then Shitas HaRambam.